Hey, everybody. I wanted to talk today briefly about a recent article that came out in the New England Journal of Medicine that is entitled Saving the Endangered Physician Scientist, a Plan for Accelerating Medical Breakthroughs. It's a prospective article, and I'll include the link in the description below. So basically, it's an article that talks about the value of physician scientists and what role they've played since about the 1970s, and how they're becoming an endangered species because of internal and external obstacles and pressures that are making it hard for physicians to be physician scientists or for physician scientists to remain in that role. And when I read the article, definitely agreed with a lot of what was portrayed and a lot of what's been described, but it did raise two questions in my mind. And the first question is about physician hybrids, physician X. So not just physician scientists, but the existence of physician educators, physician administrators, physician authors, physician lawyers, and even physician computer programmers, something relatively new that I was talking to my son about recently. So I wanted to know, and wanted to know your thoughts as listeners regarding the hybridization of a physician. Why is it that our particular field, our particular profession, not just accommodates, but perhaps even encourages people to move beyond just being a physician and taking on another role? Is there something in our field that encourages physicians to be more than just physicians? Are those positive encouragements, or are there negative external and internal factors that push physicians to become more than just physicians, to become hybrids, to take on a hybrid role? So I asked some friends who are also in the quote unquote white collar professions, who are also, you know, in careers, upper level careers that one would associate would be equal to a physician. And they don't seem to have as many hybrid roles in those fields like law and accounting and engineering as we do in the medical world. So that did raise a question as to what's happening in medicine that pushes people to become hybridized. So that's part one of this mini podcast, something to think about, something to comment on as to why our particular field engenders or encourages people to be a physician X and not just the physician alone. Let's go on then to part two. So in part two of this mini podcast, I want to talk a little bit about physician X versus physicians alone. And this is actually an important topic. It's actually mentioned somewhat in the New England Journal article. If you have that article, take a look at table number two, because that's the table where the authors iterate a number of recommendations to improve the number and sustainability of physician scientists in medicine. And what struck me was not the number of recommendations, because they seem to be pretty good and pretty reasonable, but the very last recommendation at the bottom of the table. I'm going to quote it for you right now. Quote, revise requirements for board certification, maintenance of certification, and institutional credential. When I read that, I immediately wondered what would the revisions be to maintain your certification, and then how would those revisions impact non-hybrid physicians? In other words, ordinary physicians, just a physician who only practices his or her craft and isn't a hybrid, like an educator or administrator or a scientist. And is it fair for hybrid physicians to have a different set of credentialing requirements and certification requirements in order to maintain the first part of their role, which would be a physician scientist, the physician educator, and on and on? How would that be fair for the majority of MDs and DOs who are just physicians? And I use the word just really, you know, colloquially, but who are physicians and who are practicing caring for patients, who are doctoring, but don't have another role associated with what they do. What type of revisions are we looking at? And is that going to create an imbalance between physicians and these hybrid physicians? Will it encourage more people to become hybrid physicians? Will it discourage people from just going into doctoring and clinical work? And how imbalanced is it going to make the entire structure if we've got a group of individuals who are treated in a different way than the rest of the group? So the paper does not really go into this. It doesn't really talk about what those requirements should be, what the new certification and credentialing mandates ought to be to improve the number of physician scientists. But it's also something that we need to think about, because if you're primarily a physician and doctoring and performing clinical work, you might find it inequitable to have a different set of requirements for a hybrid physician in order for that physician to maintain the same credential that you have. And so the last part of this mini podcast and some thoughts that I had after reading this article has to do with the actual community of hybrid physicians. So when I had a discussion with my young son about the type of physician he could be, we mentioned something called physician coder. He's very into computer coding and computer programming. And so he wanted to know whether you could meld being a physician with being a computer programmer. So we termed that physician coder. And I think there is an increasing number of physician coders out there based on a recent social media poll that I sent out, which I'll attach to this mini podcast. But it got me wondering whether within the hybrid physician community itself, is there a hierarchy between which hybrid physicians are considered greater and more influential and which ones less so? And what struck me immediately is that, of course, the physician scientist is typically an MD, PhD, also referred to as a double doc on some of the social media platforms. And the physician administrator is often an MD, MBA. And of course, I use MD interchangeably with DO, so please don't get offended. But then you've got physician educators who are not necessarily MD plus bachelor's in teaching or master's in teaching or education, for example. You've got physician authors who are MDs or DOs, but aren't necessarily masters in fine arts or in English, in literature. And then, of course, you've got physician coders, maybe even physician engineers, who may not have that second degree. So I wonder whether within that physician hybrid community, if there is some kind of a structure that places individuals who have a dual role but not a dual degree on the lower rungs, and individuals who have that same dual role but double degrees in higher rungs. And if so, is there inequity within the hybrid community itself, similar to the possible inequity in the larger sphere, like I was talking about in the previous episode, between hybrid physicians and physicians alone? And if that inequity is there, how do we resolve it so that all physicians, no matter what their role, their secondary role is, are treated fairly equally by the system, so to speak? So definitely chime in, giving your comments on social media if you prefer text, or drop a quick audio snippet through Anchor if you prefer discussing your thoughts. Thanks very much.